Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation here on KXCV KRNW. I'm Jeremy Werner. This week, we're talking with the candidates for State Senate District 12 in Missouri. Today, we talk with Republican candidate Rusty Black. Rusty, first question, go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and what has led you to run for State Senate District 12.
I've served in the House for 6 years, retired from Chillicothe, the Ag Department, in 2016, and I also taught at Nottoway, Holt, Graham, Maitland, and Skidmore for 5 years before I moved to Chillicothe in 1989. Myself and my wife have both been active in different organizations, both within teaching as well as agriculture, advocating for those areas. And we've always been interested in what goes on in state government. So with that, I made the choice to run for state rep when I retired. And we honestly, my wife and I started talking 2 years ago, if Livingston County was put back into the Northwest Missouri Senate seat, that we would make an attempt and run for that. Well, when that happened, that provided me the opportunity to do that, and that's the decision we made, was to run for state senate. Our roots are in Northwest Missouri, from my father and Carrie's father. Both are from Holt County. We lived in Holt County, Gentry County, DeKalb County, and feel like that we can do a good job representing the people in our area, both from the agriculture side, education side, as well as the family values that we believe are important to Northwest Missouri.
So one of the big issues in the Northwest Missouri region is education. Recently the State Department of Education stated that the number of vacant positions or those held by unqualified people is more than 3,500 in the state. And, you know, that's just one of the big concerns concerning education. There's also concerns about low pay in districts, retention of teachers, as well as several school districts, including in our listening area, switching to four-day work weeks. So overall, what are your positions and ideas for education in Missouri?
The issue with schools, in my mind, has been been a long process to get where we're at now. Issues, pay certainly would be part of it, but other things within our society and how we've changed the idea of schools being a profession or people in schools being valued is going on more than within the legislature or within a pay. It's also the way the teachers that I'm around, the way people are acting, both parents as well as students, and the lack of respect going on in schools. We see that also within law enforcement. So I think it's a cultural issue that we're facing now. And the fix to this isn't going to be one thing we turn on a switch and makes it better. Schools, when I talk to school personnel in North Missouri, concerns are pay. Concerns are also getting people interested in coming back into those positions. And short-term help, not necessarily fixes, are going to be trying to motivate people to stay in that area longer, trying to change to where people that have retired can come back with a little more ease without falling off a cliff and not receiving any of their retirement, reducing some of the rules and regulations to put people back in the classroom, whether it's on a temporary basis or whether it's substitute. Over the last 30, 40 years, we've increased restriction, regulation for people to be able to work in schools. We want to keep kids safe and we want to keep kids productive, but we also don't want the rules to make it where nobody can do the job anymore where we live at. Because good or bad, people aren't beating our doors up right now to come back from urban or suburban areas back to teach in our rural schools. Some of that's pay, but some of that's just way of life. So proposals that I've been working on have worked on two things. Number one, discussion on trying to get it to where people going to college and thinking about education see a path that isn't full of so many barriers. And the second thing is trying to keep people that have been in the system for a while say, hey, stay a couple more years till we find somebody to fill your spot. Or you can retire and then we're in a crisis here. You can come back and work 3 years or 4 years and help that school fill a position until it's over. And I think another thing to add to this, it's not just the teacher side of it. It is also the support staff around school district, bus drivers, cooks, custodial help, et cetera. And the same pressures are there. So we need to make it, in my mind, so retired personnel that are comfortable being in a school setting can go in and fill those positions and maybe get a few more years of working life in schools and help make a difference. The 4-day work week, I was teaching when that idea started. I think it was sold at that point in time to help save a little bit on funding. And that day of not going to school probably did save a little bit. I've also been told it didn't save a tremendous amount. And now it's got to a point where that's also some kind of benefit. If your school is working 4 days a week and a school down the road, maybe even school paying, is it 5 days a week, maybe you can draw an educator or draw staff out of that school to your school. So it's become that. So that issue is it's going to be difficult for the legislature to do something about it unless we take that opportunity away. An awful lot of educators as well as schools like that 4-day week.
The other multifaceted issue in this area is farming. I've seen various discussions on the topic, and I've seen people complaining about lack of mental health services, as well as concerns about foreign-owned farmland in this state, and you know, several other issues. So, what do you see as the big issues with farming in the state, and what are your solutions?
Well, I think at this point in time, the largest thing affecting production agriculture is inflation and input prices. Right now, it looks like that selling products, the majority of them, not all, majority of them have pretty good commodity prices, but the input costs have just exploded over the last year, whether fuel, fertilizer, which of course goes back to fuel, and the discussion on climate change is also a piece of it. And companies aren't wanting to invest to put industry online, put manufacturing online to produce inputs for agriculture that are needed. That's the number one thing, and it seems like we're in a turmoil right now over that, and yet if possible interest rate changes in there, that's going to be the crisis side of agriculture in the short term. The long-term things that you mentioned, ownership, foreign ownership in farmland or other parts of agriculture, that touches everything from companies that supply inputs to agriculture to companies that buy commodities on the way out, as well as those that own property in our state, own animals in our state. I'm one of those people, my gut says we need to make sure that all of it's home-owned. But the reality of it is, when you look at that, there are entities that are not domestic, that are not Missouri, not U.S. companies that own property in our state. They're very good partners in the local area, as well as partners with agriculture producing things. And do we say that to them that they can't produce here anymore, right? Large companies in Northwest Missouri that are now owned by people in other countries, we do want them researching and producing medications, vaccines, et cetera, to help. We do want food put on the table, and that issue is going to be something that we have to discuss before we just make sound bites out of it.
So I do have one issue that's very Maryville-centric, but it does have an impact on the region. Throughout this year, people have watched the Northwest Missouri State University Board of Regents and have complained over their handling of former Northwest President Dr. Jasinski. Now, I won't go into, you know, the discussions or rumors that have been swirling about this, but, you know, I'm curious about your position because when I look at the past and how the Northwest Board of Regents has been, you know, changed over the years, I look back to when Senator Brad Lager was in that seat that you were vying for, and, you know, he had his sway when it came to the process, whether it was denying or approving people who served on the Regents, and, you know, multiple times brought up qualifications that he wanted to kind of tweak for Regents. So it seems like, you know, despite the fact that the governor is the one who picks him, the state senator does have some sway. And a few Regents' terms are about to come to an end on the board. So my question is, are you looking to potentially shake things up on that board because of the issues experienced this year? Or, you know, are you looking to keep it status quo?
Oh, I'm sorry, Jeremy. You're asking. I do know what you're stating as far as the Board of Regents, and those are approved by the Senate. The governor's office, and certainly on any appointment within even my state rep district, the governor's office normally discusses things with me before those appointments are made. I see my role in that is trying to get information from people that are associated with that entity, in this case, Northwest Missouri State University, and finding out whether there's any hang-ups, whether there's any problems, or whether there's support for the person being put forward by the governor, and being more of a, number one, more of a listener and negotiator. I guess what I'm saying is Rusty Black has nobody that I've told that I'm going to help put on any board at this point in time. So I don't have, I've not made any promises to anybody, and you're the first person that's talked to me about it.
A really big topic in our area and across the nation is abortion. This comes after the overturning of Roe v. Wade this past summer. And a lot of federal lawmakers, not all of them, but a lot have said, you know, because of this, it's now a state issue. So my question is about your stance on abortion as well as what you think about Missouri's current abortion laws.
Okay, when the Dodds decision was made by the Supreme Court, yes, it put decision-making process back to the states. This, as said, it's a states' rights issue. We passed a bill in the state legislature since I've been there, probably 3 years ago now, that I supported, that limited abortion. I believe the trigger was 6 weeks. It did not affect birth control. The understanding that I have with the bill, and I wasn't active in producing it, but I tried to make sure I knew what I was voting on. And the law that we have in the state of Missouri at this point in time, I'm confident I support it the way it is.
Over the past several years, voter petition initiatives have taken the spotlight in Missouri, mainly because of the issues and because lawmakers in Jefferson City discuss changing how they're done every year. Where do you stand on voter petition initiatives in Missouri?
Yeah, the initiative petition process, I believe in our state, has become a tool to be used by any entity. It could be right or left-leaning, conservative or liberal-leaning, to try to circumvent the legislature to get things passed. And way too often, those things are being enshrined into our Constitution. And once those things go in the Constitution, and we find errors in them, even the people that put them in decide, oh man, this was a mistake, it's virtually impossible to make those changes. So I'm one of the people that have been supporting making that process more rigorous before a group. It doesn't take that away from a group of grassroots people coming up with an initiative petition and presenting it, but it makes it a higher bar to be able to cross and put it on the ballot. And I totally support that. And it's not directed to one political entity. It's directed directed at everybody, that Missouri's constitution is too large and we allow these things to happen too much. So I will continue to support legislation to add some restrictions on the initiative petition process in our state.
Well, those are all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add or talk about?
No, Jeremy, I'm good. Staying in a county assessor's office, learning some more new things as I pursue this role.
All right. Thank you for coming on this morning, Rusty. Once again, that was Republican candidate for State Senate District 12 in Missouri, Rusty Black. I'm Jeremy Warner, and this has been your morning conversation right here on KXCV KRNW.